Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grace and Peace, Heart to Heart. How was your week, dear ones? I hope and pray that it was a wonderful week, no matter what was happening around you, aside from you, whether you had control or not. I hope you were able to experience a level of peace. You know, we talk about in these segments to date, the fact that so much bombards us. We're hit from all sides, day in and day out. And the question becomes, how do I handle all that's on my plate without either exploding or imploding? And I'd like to suggest that renewal and restoration are key. And in this segment of Grace and Peace, we're looking at helping you and myself to breathe easier and stronger. This is Anobia Bailey, and although I place it in the information, the promotional information for the episodes that we are doing, I would like to stress that if you would like to contact me for any reason, you can do so while we are online, and that call-in number is 929-477-2328, or you can phone me and leave a message wherein I will return the call after we are off air at 650-741-4137. I also will respond to emails at zenobiabailey.live@gmail.com. And if you need to, if maybe you don't have something to write with at the moment, if you go to the blogtalk.com URL and place in Grace and Peace, you will find that information there. Today, we're looking at what it means to be restored, and to be restored through grace. Ruth Graham, we're reading, continuing in Fear Not Tomorrow, God is Already There. Ruth says, it's fun to watch the TV show Extreme Makeover, Home Edition. The family usually has run out of means. They are desperate. Perhaps that strikes a note with someone today. You feel desperate. She says, the home improvement crew learns of their need and swoops in to restore the home in a week's time. The family did nothing to earn this. Usually, a friend or neighbor has written in to tell of their need. When Ty Pennington and the crew arrives, the family is surprised and overwhelmed. It is more than they dreamed or imagined. Folks, that is grace. They did absolutely nothing to earn it. But the rewards have been given in abundance. More than they could dare to dream. What an illustration of what God does for us. You know, I just want to pause for you to think about some of the things that you have encountered of late. And I want you to know, without a shadow of a doubt, no matter what your mind tells you, your head tells you, God knew and he knows. It is important to remember that God's grace is always working and available to us. But too often, it's only when we are at the end of ourselves, when we have run out of self-effort formulas and are helpless in our wasteland of mistakes, hurts, sin, addictions, and broken relationships that we consciously realize God's grace. We don't deserve His grace, but He freely gives it, and His grace draws us to Him. When we tell Him of our need, acknowledging Him, our hearts are opened to receive His grace. Through His power is the restoration, or brings on the restoration. As in this earthly example, God's eternal restoration process has a plan. He sets out to accomplish this plan using people, prayer, circumstances, and our study of His Word. Remember, He uses our circumstances. I was just thinking about this same thing and talking to a friend about the fact that God wastes nothing. Sometimes I've found myself or a member of my family in very tight circumstances. And it feels like, wow, this is a desperate situation. And then it could be at that time, or it could be sometime in the far future that I can look back and see that that very situation that I thought was so desperate, not only did I get through it, did God bring me through it, but He is now using it for another situation. That there was learning from that, quote, desperate time that is revealed now for its use in another situation. He wastes nothing. No matter how traumatic it may be, He wastes nothing. We need to find ourselves relying on and trusting Him. But anyway, Ruth says, this is not accomplished in a week, but over a lifetime, as we continue to acknowledge Him and yield to His work in us. She's talking about, because I diverted with my little story, I want to refresh the fact that she's talking about God and His accomplishment of His plans in our lives. Yes, she says, there will be some tearing down of old habits, and it can get messy. But then very creatively, God sets out to restore us for His purpose and use. His work of restoration often goes beyond anything we can possibly imagine. Restoration has its beginnings in grace. We would not even turn to God in times of devastation and brokenness if His grace did not draw us. How true is that? Devastation would and does in many instances turn us away from God rather than to Him. And Ruth, is suggesting, and I agree, that it is God's grace. If it was not for His grace, none of us would move towards Him. There is nothing, she says, that we can do by ourselves to be restored except to turn to Him in our need. When we hand Him our empty lives, He fills them with His fullness, grace, upon grace and blessing upon blessing. Dear ones, take a moment and ask yourself where you are in need of restoration. Take a quick inventory of where you are spiritually, physically, relationally, financially, and emotionally. Allow God's grace to draw you to Himself so that you might be given of His abundance and His blessings. And today I'd like to end with Ruth's prayer for those who read her book. And she says, God of abundant blessing, I look at my life and see areas in real need of restoration. I am worn out with self-improvement. I fail time and again. I need your help. And I say this very same thing to my Father. God, I am worn out with self-improvement. I see areas of real need of restoration. I have failed time and again, and I need your help. Beloved, I pray that you will make this your prayer, and I pray that you have been encouraged by the fact that we have one who can restore us, and not only can, but wants to restore us through grace. Next week, this ends our preview of Fear Not Tomorrow. God is already there. I hope and pray that it has enhanced your life as it has enhanced mine. And so next week, we're going to take a little different turn and look at the significance of having a village in your life. And if you don't have a village, having at least one friend, and what that can mean to your encouragement as well as your development. And I will see you next time. God bless you.